Hi, this is Steve Michelotti from Azure Government Engineering. I'm joined here today by Steve Downs, also from Azure Government Engineering. And today we're going to talk about VDI. So welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
So I think we should start out pretty basic by helping us understand what is VDI.
Sure. So really simply, VDI stands for Virtual Desktop Infrastructure, and it's basically involves running full user desktops inside your cloud or data center. Typically, users have a full Windows 10 desktop, sometimes Server 2016, and with Azure Government, you can even do full Linux desktops with some of our VDI partners.
Okay, so I heard you mention full desktops. What about if I just want to launch individual applications? Can I do that?
Absolutely. Many of our VDI partners have solutions that enable customers to publish just the applications and data they want their customers to have access to. And they even have an option called hosted shared desktops, which is really publishing a Server 2016 machine where multiple users can log into that machine and access just the applications they need.
Okay, cool. So I don't necessarily have to launch a full desktop.
Nope.
I can say, hey, I just want to launch Excel or something like that.
Correct.
Okay, cool. So in general, why do customers use VDI?
So within the government space, security is really a common reason to deploy VDI because VDI and hosted shared desktops keep the user's applications and, more importantly, their data in the cloud or data center. So it's difficult for users or bad actors to steal that data and do malicious things with it. And all of our VDI partners have various ways to protect that data, whether it's, you know, if a customer just wants their users to be able to type and interact with the desktop and, you know, send emails without copying data down to, say, a USB drive, our VDI partners can do that. And then when you combine that with Azure Active Directory and some of our VDI partners that we'll talk about later, you can do things like only allow users to access, if they're on site at work, they can access all of their applications and data. But if, say, they're at home, I might be able to just lock it down so they can do their timesheets or maybe check their pay stubs. They don't have access to that really mission-critical data that you want to have control into when customers can see it or share it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So you mentioned remote access. How does VDI enable or allow remote access?
So that's a great question. You know, typically when agencies want to give their users remote access, they have to have their users install VPN clients. And that has some security complications in that, you know, that if you install a VPN client on your laptop, when you're at home, that VPN client has access, is put on the customer's network, and you have to protect the data again and worry about viruses and that sort of thing. However, with VDI, customers log into a website, they launch the session over a secure 443 encrypted connection, and again, like I mentioned previously, I can lock down that access so those customers that are remote can only do exactly what they need to do their job, and I can protect my data and my network.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so we have security, we have convenience. What about costs? Does VDI have an impact on that?
So most VDI solutions offer the ability to take one gold master image and install all the relevant applications and then clone it out to all of your other desktops in that virtual desktop environment. So if you have 10 desktops or 10,000, you're really just managing that one virtual desktop. Desktop updates are much simpler, and me as an administrator, I can tell you exactly how all of my images look today versus yesterday. It makes it much easier to troubleshoot, and just instead of having to know and manage those tens of thousands of desktops, it's really just one image.
Okay, so I have control over the master images. What if I realize there's something wrong, I need to deploy an emergency update or even roll back something that I previously
saw? So that's a fantastic feature that comes inherently with VDI, and that if, you know, a zero day comes out, your VDI administrators just update that one image, deploy it, and they can either have the machines reboot immediately.
Oh, wow.
And when they come up, they will have a fresh Gold Master image with that security update. Or you can, if it's not so critical that it needs an immediate reboot and you don't want to impact people's workday, you can just have it reboot the next time they log off.
Nice.
So, and then if you, say, push out an update that may break an application, it's the exact same workflow. You just select your previous image, assign it to your machines, and then when the users log off, the machines will reboot and get that rolled back image.
Wow, very cool. So a lot of control there.
Absolutely.
So we can see from, I guess, general benefits standpoint, I can see why people would want to do this, but why are customers asking to do this on Azure Government specifically?
Sure. As you can see on this slide, deploying VDI on premises, VDI in particular has been around for 10 years or so, and hosted shared desktops for almost 30. And our customers have had to deal with a huge upfront cost when they deploy VDI because they have to buy all that hardware for the data center, you know, the storage, the compute. It's all very expensive. And it's a huge risk. And if they just want to pilot it, you know, they have to commit upfront, really, right? So when you move those workloads to the clouds, the customers can focus more on the user experience and less having to purchase the hardware and maintain it. And really, you know, 3 or 5 years from now, they don't have to worry about upgrading the hardware and making that purchase all over again. Additionally, the nice thing about Azure Government is our customers can adjust their capacity to support the demands of the day. So for example, you might scale up capacity on snow days. So, you know, in the Washington, D.C. area, we have snow days a few times a year, and that's really when VDI becomes a huge, huge benefit for our federal customers in that people are at home and hopefully they're working. You know, in the past, CIOs have had to stress over that particular use case because they would have to buy all of this hardware that would just sit idle for most of the year, but they would still have to maintain it. And so that's a huge cost for them to just justify those 3 snow days a year, which really impact the federal government in particular. So with Azure Government, it's just you can have your machines deployed on demand. So if I need, if I have a snow day coming tomorrow, I'll know that I'll have that capacity. And when this snow event's over with, shut down those machines and I'm not paying for them anymore.
Oh, I see. Okay. So normally people think about the elastic scalability of the cloud. Our website's hitting traffic. We need to scale up.
Exactly.
This is kind of a different take on that because it's snowed. Everyone's going to be home.
Right.
That's actually going to be the traffic, people working remotely, not random visitors coming to
the
website.
You know, Steve, you just hit on a huge aspect of VDI in that it lets you take advantage of a lot of the capabilities in the data center that you typically or customers typically associate with web applications and other services and leverage them for user workloads.
And as a if a CTO or someone in charge of that those costs, I don't want to have to reserve capacity all year for those 3 days. I just want to burst my capacity
exactly.
And be able to handle it.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So I heard you also talk about user experience in there. What if we mentioned using Excel earlier. What if I have an application that has some graphically intensive UI of some kind?
Yeah, so you know, you're talking about applications like Power BI or ArcGIS or Google Earth, which is other really popular applications. And you know, previously, if you're talking about physical workstations, I've seen agencies budget $30,000 a year just to have a workstation with a graphics card in it to do their processing. And you know, that's huge if you have 100 people that need that app, and it just goes up from there. VDI, when it was traditional on-prem data center, helped mitigate that a bit. But again, if I, as a CIO or somebody within the government, wanted to just pilot GPU capabilities to see if it would benefit my workforce, I would have to invest in expensive hardware with the graphics cards, you know, rack and stack it.
Tens of thousands of dollars just to test.
Pilot it, and then pilot it and hope it works.
Yeah.
And then hope I don't have, it works and we can move forward. However, with Azure, all it takes is an administrator logging in, provisioning one of our NV series VM that take advantage of NVIDIA graphics cards, installing their
GPU.
GPUs.
Okay.
Right. Installing the whatever application or applications they need, and then provisioning it to their users. And within, that day, users can be up and running and piloting it, whether it's one user during the first round or 10, or when you're ready to scale up to 10,000, you just provision more desktops.
Wow.
And that feature will be coming soon. The NV Series VMs will be coming soon to Azure Government.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So we talked about scaling for snow days and things like that. What about, what does Azure Gov provide in terms of facilitating high availability disaster recovery scenarios for VDI?
Yeah, sure. So as we've got up on the slide here, that's a significant benefit of VDI. And with Azure Government, you can leverage Azure Site Recovery to move your workloads to the cloud. But really, this is one of my favorite and most exciting scenarios that I'm looking forward to working with our customers about, because previously, multi-data center HADR capacity for VDI required a huge investment because you needed a second data center. And with our smaller customers, that was just very difficult for them to achieve due to that complexity.
So this seems like a good opportunity for customers that maybe previously avoided DR altogether in the past.
Right. So I've worked with, SLG customers and federal customers where they might have just 10 or 100 or 500 users, and it's hard for them to justify building that data center for that DR capacity or even just adding the compute because it just sits there, just like on the snows, it just sits there not doing anything. So it's hard for them to justify the expense. But with Azure Government, those customers can just, they can deploy whatever DR capacity they need. So it might be their entire workforce, or it could be their most critical workloads. So for example, first responders or analysts, or you know, the VIP executive type people that you want to make sure they're working every day, our customers can very easily just deploy that capacity in Azure Government without standing up the complete infrastructure and again, scale it up and down to meet their needs.
Absolutely. So with respect to Azure Government, we recently made some announcements regarding Windows 10. Can you tell us a little bit about that and any significance?
Sure. I'm really excited about this because customers have been asking for it for a while. Customers can deploy Windows 10 from the Azure Government Marketplace today, or they can bring their own image if they prefer to take what they've already built on site and just move it to the cloud.
Okay, and just by moving it to the Azure GovCloud, they get increased compliance as well.
Absolutely. On this slide, you can see a list of the compliance that we have available in Azure Government.
And the ones we really care about are the ones right. from the US, I guess. So just by Azure Government all up, we get these certifications like DISA Level 4, DISA Level 5 for DoD workloads. We have CJIS compliance in over 30 states now, covering about 70% of the U.S. population. So no matter where you are, no matter who you are, you get just basically
Absolutely.
For free by going to AzureGov, this increased compliance.
Absolutely.
So, okay. I'm convinced. So I want to move to VDI now on AzureGov. So are there ideal times for me to do this migration?
Absolutely. So really, it's so easy to deploy VDI into Azure Government that you can do it at any time, but on this slide, we talk about the ideal situations when you absolutely need to look at Azure Government for VDI. And the first one is pretty common for all cloud scenarios. If you're doing a hardware refresh or software refresh in your data center, you're probably evaluating everything. You know, if your VMware licenses are expiring, that's a good time to investigate Azure Government. Secondly, the HA and DR scenarios that I talked about, if you want to provide that capability to your customers and users, look at Azure Government. I mean, if I were a customer today, I would start thinking about which customers absolutely need DR, because I know everybody has them in their agency. And then look at what it takes to provision those desktops, and then see what it takes to expand from there into other use case scenarios. The next three scenarios are really more focused on software refreshes. So, you know, a lot of our customers today are migrating from Windows 7 to Windows 10, and that's a natural time to investigate what you need to do to your VDI infrastructure to make best use of that Windows 10 investment and provide the best experience to your users. So you'll probably, as part of that Windows 10 migration, upgrade your VDI environment. So really, it just makes sense to look at Azure Government, and the exact same thing goes for Server 2016. One last point as far as software goes is Citrix's ZenApp 6.5 goes end of life in June of 2018. So if you're not investigating upgrading that today to their latest release, you should start. And as part of that, again, look at Azure Government for your desktop workloads. And then the last opportunity I want to talk about is really a very common scenario that I've heard over and over again from our customers, and that they're moving various types of data into Azure Government, and many of them are deploying VDI simply because they want their desktops as close to the data as possible. So follow your data to the cloud.
Absolutely. Okay, so we talk about some ideal times. What about the various options that customers might have for deploying VDI in Azure Gov?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Microsoft has our own remote desktop services capability, and we actually just announced a brand new modern infrastructure. There's all sorts of information about that on the web, and there are video series covering that topic, and it'll be available soon in production and in tech preview. And I really encourage everybody to investigate that further. But today we also have offerings from partners.
So what about the significance of partners there?
Yeah, right. So today we have three partners that we're currently working with in Azure Government. The first one being Citrix. They will be joining us for a video series that will be published later as well. And their ZenApp and Zen Desktop product is available in Citrix Cloud today to provision into Azure Government. And they'll be demonstrating that for us later. And then our second partner is Frame. Microsoft has a very good relationship with Frame, and we'll be speaking more with them later today, and the video series will be published for you all, but they'll be demonstrating that for you, and they're kind of an up-and-coming cloud-first VDI company. And then the last company is VMware, as some of you might know. They can now provision into Azure Commercials Cloud, and they have begun working on enabling that capability in Azure Government.
So what should customers do today if they're interested in learning more about VDI on Azure Government?
That's a good question. So really just talk to your Microsoft account teams. They have relationships with all of these partners and can help you get engaged with them and help you figure out the right combination of VDI and Azure Government to suit your needs.
Okay, cool. That sounds great. All right, well, this has been Steve Michelotti, joined by Steve Downs from the Azure Government Engineering team, talking about VDI today. I think you've got some very compelling options, so we encourage you to check it out, and thanks for joining us today.